how effective are heartburn medications?
Well, heartburn medications, and in particular the medications that you mentioned, proton pump inhibitors, are very effective. So they're really good at treating reflux disease, particularly if there's inflammatory damage of the lower esophagus. But they're also very good at doing other things, including healing stomach ulcers. So they're very effective medications.
Okay. Now, this study that followed the US veterans, in Australia, how many people roughly are taking these medications, and what have been the overall results in the patients?
In Australia, it's estimated that a good proportion of people will have reflux symptoms. So we think that up to about 50% of the population will have at least one reflux event per month, characterized by common symptoms such as heartburn or regurgitation. And of that group of people that suffer from reflux, we estimate that there is a good proportion that are on proton pump inhibitors. So it's thought that as many as 5 to 10% of people with reflux are on medications.
What is the point of reflux then? Why is it part of our anatomy? Why do we get a heartburn?
That's a good question. So the heartburn is really a physiological response because the stomach is producing a lot of gastric acid. And what happens after eating is that there is what we call postprandial reflux. And this is a normal phenomenon, that there is a lot of production of acid during eating, but there is a lot of acid that also gets produced after eating, and some of that comes back up naturally. And it's important because we think the acid is effective in getting rid of a lot of that bacteria, so that when we ingest food and it contains bacteria, the acid is destroying a lot of that bacteria. So it plays a normal physiological role. So this is something that is normal. Of course, when you have too much acid, or if it's occurring a lot of the time, then it becomes pathological. In other words, it becomes very abnormal, and it causes, and in patients it can cause symptoms.
What sort of symptoms are you talking about? Like, is there a big risk for certain people? Or?
Yeah, so the common symptoms are heartburn, of course. We're characterized by, you know, this burning pain in the chest, often going up to the neck. They can get regurgitation, which is often where when they're eating food, it comes back up. But they can also get atypical symptoms. We're talking about things like hoarseness of voice. We're talking about a feeling of acid taste in the mouth. Sometimes people can get coughing, and that occurs when the acid tracks up all the way along the esophagus and it goes up into the mouth and around the pharynx.
We'll go back to the medications. How safe are they, and what are the risks behind them?
Yeah, so the study that you mentioned, it was a study that followed 350,000 US veterans for more than 5 years. And they did find there was a small increased risk of death in those veterans taking proton pump inhibitors, more so than other types of acid-suppressing drugs, or if people were not on the drugs at all. But I've got to say that risk, the actual risk of it, is actually quite small. So we're talking about a very low rate, probably about around 0.2% per year. So it was a low rate of death. The other thing to mention about that study was that, although it's quite well designed, it is what we call an observational study. So it tells us that, you know, yes, there is this potentially increased risk of death, but it doesn't tell us about what might be causing that. And it doesn't tell us about which types of people in the study, for example, if they're elderly or if they're very sick people, might be more at risk. There are some notable risks that have been reported in the media when it comes to these drugs. So the risks include things like causing an increased risk of bacterial overgrowth in the bowel. There's concerns about potential bone fractures and kidney issues and even conditions like dementia and increased risk of heart attack has been described. I have to say, though, that at the moment, a lot of these adverse events, the association isn't very strong. So although this has been reported in the literature, in many of these cases, it's unproven currently. It's been described, and there is a statistical linkage, but it's certainly been unproven as far as the mechanism for how that might have come about.
Okay, right. So what would you say about patients using the medication? Like, when is the right time for them, and how often should they use it?
Yeah, so that is an extremely good question, because we know that about 70% of the time in some studies, the use of these drugs is quite inappropriate. We think that the drugs should be used when there is a good medical indication. So, for example, if there is a lot of inflammatory damage in the esophagus, what we call esophagitis, if there's a precancerous condition of the esophagus called Barrett's esophagus, or in cases where there's a high risk of bleeding from the gut, then there's a very, very good case for the use of these drugs. So I think that's an important point to mention. What has been shown is that the longer people are on these medications, potentially there is an increased risk of some of these conditions occurring. So that we recommend that these medications, these proton pump inhibitors, should be taken when there's a good medical reason, and generally for as short a period as possible. So we don't like to advocate that people be on it forever. It's always worth, when prescribing a medication, to think about when that medication might be able to be stopped.
Okay, so it's probably best to have a sort of, a start and finish date when taking these sort of medications.
That's exactly right. So, yeah. For example, if you've got reflux disease, you might say to somebody, well, we can start you on this medication because it will help your symptoms. It's a very effective drug, but perhaps take it for a few months, and then we can look at getting you off the medication. And if you look at some lifestyle modifications, it might be losing weight, it might be giving up smoking, it might be giving up alcohol. That's also going to help improve your reflux.
Sure. What about, are there alternatives? I mean, is surgery an option, or are there
surgery, other... surgery. There is a type of surgery. It's called a fundoplication, which is a wrap procedure of the top part of the stomach, and the aim of that type of surgery, which is most often now performed by a keyhole, the aim of that surgery is to limit the acid going up from the stomach into the esophagus. So that's quite a good operation, although obviously with any operation there are risks. It generally is recommended in those people that have failed medications and really have very severe reflux symptoms. We think that lifestyle modification is probably a better strategy for the majority of people that have reflux disease. So we're talking about avoiding